Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we thought we'd talk about how to deal with an aggressive coworker who takes credit for and control over your work.
Ooh.
Yeah, how do you shine when you've got this kind of an aggressive coworker? Which, you know, it's hard.
And it's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual at all. We hear it a lot.
Yeah. So I think the first thing is that you don't want to get in a power struggle with this person,
mm-hmm.
right? Because and clients who I work with in these situations have told me that if they try to challenge or they try to even approach the person and say, hey, you know, I'd like a little airtime at that next meeting, they don't usually respond well to those
right.
kinds of interventions. Right, Kathy?
That's right.
So don't get caught in a power struggle.
Yeah, I mean, I think a person like this feels that the workplace is competitive.
Yeah.
And that's just the way they are. And
yeah.
they're going to be competitive.
Yeah.
I think that this kind of a coworker in short spurts of time, that is, can be a good thing for you because it really teaches you to speak up more.
Uh-huh.
And to... I think that when there's an aggressive person in the workplace, it teaches everyone to step up the game.
Ah, so if you have trouble kind of tooting your horn or taking credit for your mm-hmm. accomplishments, this kind of person can get you to be a little more active and aggressive yourself.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what usually happens.
Yeah.
And the boss likes that. Usually management will like, oh, you know, you're really intimidating to people and now people are working really harder because mm-hmm. you're outshining. Now, if you've got a jerk who's not really doing their job but just likes to speak up and get credit, that they're gonna get found out.
Uh-huh.
We're really talking about just an aggressive coworker who's probably on a fast track,
mm-hmm.
someone who is there probably not for a long time, but to make an imprint
yeah.
and then move on. Usually they don't stick around. You know, they want to get promoted. They're on a fast track.
Right.
But you can either, you know, sulk and get angry and don't do anything, or you can step up your game and not get competitive with them, but just start speaking up more.
Yeah, it's interesting. A client I had who works with someone like this, one of the things that he figured out was to take on extra projects separate from this individual.
Exactly. That, right.
Right, that he could own
mm-hmm.
and that really had nothing to do with the aggressive coworker's
mm-hmm.
territory
mm-hmm.
and use those as a platform for kind of showing their talent.
Right. But that, so he stepped up his game.
That's right.
Which is really what this person, you know, will do.
Yeah.
Yes. I think certainly finding a way to shine separately from them would mm-hmm. be the number one way to go.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to look like you're competing with them in a meeting or to your boss.
Right.
So you're going to have to let, I mean, they're going to shine whether, you know, they're going to go and take credit. Now, if they're taking credit for your work,
uh-huh.
that's a separate issue. I then would go to them and say, look, let's just get this straight. You know, you can take credit for your work, but this is something I did.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've actually done that. And some people will say, "Who, you know, this is a competitive workplace, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, you got to, you know, I just got there first." So you have got to figure out, like, if this person will say, okay, fine,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's okay. Or if they're out and out mean.
But that's a really good point, because I think if you're not an aggressive person, you can be confused by someone who is. You may think that they're also kind of a hog, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
or very selfish.
Yeah, they are.
Whereas, but at the same time, if they're reasonable, there are reasonable aggressive people as well, potentially, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where if you say, look, that was my idea or my project or my results, and I want to take credit for it, they could at least understand that.
I mean, you could appeal to this person and say, you know, I respect the fact that you are so self-promotional and I'm really not. I want to learn from you. So can we share the credit on this? Can we do something together? I mean, you could try that.
That is brilliant, Kathy.
Well, it doesn't always work from my experience, but sometimes it does. And I can be an aggressive worker, and I've had people approach me. Uh-huh. And I mean, I had a way whether I thought they were, you know, just using me or whether they really, you know, had it in them. So, you know, that's potential, but I don't want people to see this as a negative. I think it's stressful. It's not always a lot of fun, but it can be perceived, if you want it to be a good thing for your career.
Yeah. I think if we put it even in terms of competition, if you realize you're with someone who's heavily competitive and at least aggressive, coworkers are out with it, right? It's different from a passive aggressive coworker.
Oh, that's different.
Who may also take credit for your work.
That's another podcast.
Yeah.
Which we can do next.
So if you can say, okay, this person is overtly competitive. Mm-hmm. So how do I want to compete? Mm-hmm. But how do I want to compete? Not the same way they do, because you're not going to win at their game, right? It's going to be your way. If you're great with visuals, if you're great with presentations, if you're great with research, you know, maybe finding your area that you know to be your strong point. And then also, how do you showcase that? How do you, in a way, broadcast it to others to make sure you are seen?
Yeah. And, you know, it's an interesting idea, the fact that many, many people do not self-promote at work.
Yeah.
They feel their work speaks for them. And that's really not true.
Well, they also feel like it's bragging and they don't think that's a good
thing. They're uncomfortable with it. And I'm sure they're uncomfortable with a person like this. They think, you know, they hate this kind of person. But guess what? You know, watch them on LinkedIn. They're movers and shakers usually.
Uh-huh.
Unless there's nothing behind it. Unless they're hot air. But even those people will get somewhere.
They could get very far, actually.
Right. So it's a good lesson to actually, you know, ask yourself, well, how much self-promotion am I doing? You know, do people remember that I was at that meeting? Did I say enough in that meeting?
Mm.
Do people above me actually know that that was my work, or did I not put my name on it? You know, like, did I not, you know, promote myself enough? Should I be doing more in my industry associations? Should I be out there more? I mean, I think that's what this kind of person will do for you.
Yeah. And I actually was thinking the other thing that may do for you is to make you give more regular status reports. So it's not always that you're just waving some shiny trophy at the end of something, but that you let people know what you're doing as you're going along and doing it, like give progress reports, so that you're visible all along the way, not just at the end when the credits are rolling.
I mean, if your boss says, oh, I didn't know you did so much, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Not that the boss wasn't paying attention. It's that you weren't letting people know. So yeah. What are you thinking?
I was just thinking, what if someone's very aggressive with email, like always CCing the boss with their reports or what their accomplishments? Are you then supposed to do the same thing?
Well, you may have to step your game up. You may have to realize you know, maybe not as much as them, but maybe a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, everyone's different. You have to analyze it for each person. But I think that this is the kind of person that will bring this issue to the forefront with each,
right,
with other people.
All right. So what we're saying is that you will probably run across someone like this at some point in your career, aggressive individuals who take credit and may want to take control over your work. Kathy is saying, and I think it's very true, it's an opportunity to step up your game. I'm also saying, look at it as just a highly competitive person and you have to find your way to compete. And that there are various ways that you can showcase your capabilities. There are various ways that you can be seen. You have to figure out how you want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And good luck with those aggressive coworkers who take credit for your work.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.